Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Busi.
Afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Great to have you on the show once again.
Ibo, I'm happy to.
Lovely. Now, we're talking about, parents and children and that relationship. And sometimes we, tap each other on the toes. And parenting really is a journey full of joys, challenges, occasional heated arguments. And while it's common for parents to feel a sense of authority over their children, you know, the idea that I'm the one who gave birth to you. Now, the idea of apologizing to them may seem counterintuitive, particularly for old school African parents. Now, that's what we're going to be talking about. Of course, parents make mistakes, Busi, but should parents really have to apologize to their children? Why and why not?
So, back in the days, responding to a parent was a disrespect or a form of a disrespect.
Is it still not?
Because not in the young generation that we are in now.
Okay.
What changed is that young people, or we can say the government, gave us a voice, meaning things changed, the abuse changed, the conversations changed, the situations changed, and how we deal with life changed. Meaning we are influenced by the society, the community, the change of times.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days, you would not hear someone says, "I've got an anxiety." But now an adult or a child can have an anxiety, meaning I can respond on how you are calling me into order, meaning you're affecting me in the way I need to respond to you. So hence I said back in the days, it was a form of disrespect because these terms were not valid. What my mom says, I need to agree, I need to accept, and I need to move. Therefore, there is no option of asking for apology or for a parent to sit and say, did I say this the wrong way or the right way? Because there was no opportunities for back in the days for people to respond. But now times have changed.
As time changes,
not only for the youth, but for the adults as well.
Inadvertently, parents and children will get into some kind of disagreement, sometimes heated, and only to discover that the parent actually here is truly on the wrong. Perhaps an oversight, a miscalculation, or whatever the case is. What happens then when the parent doesn't apologize?
So when a parent doesn't apologize, they are creating a cloud, if I can use that word, because a cloud, it means you are functioning under something that's covering you. There can be sun, but then if there's a cloud, that sun won't be able to shine as bright as they can. So if a parent cannot say, I am so sorry, or I acknowledge the fact that I might have wrongfully accused you of something. Now, the person that does not get an apology, they build a cloud around a particular conversation or an attitude or a response. Now, as a parent, you move thinking that, this is a child. They need to accept that I was wrong, but I cannot say I am so sorry. Now, you are building a child that does not know what is right and what is wrong. Now, in our generation, we've got people that says, I'm going to show you. And showing you does not mean I'm going to be physically showing you. I'm going to be emotionally showing you. Meaning I'm going to block an emotion. I'm going to block a response. I'm going to block a conversation because you are unable to recognize that you've hurt me and you can't say sorry. So I'm going to block that emotion.
You know, Busi, and truly for old school parents, this may not be a very easy to do thing. How does a parent then go about making an apology to their child? You know, especially because it's not been a norm for many of the African parents.
So remember, it's not like, you know, when you've wronged your friend, you're able to say, hey, friend, I'm so sorry I did this. And then you go deeper and deeper into the conversation. with the parents, that is not the expectation. There is no parent that is expected to bow down at a child or a younger version of themselves to say, hey, listen here, I am so sorry. I take back what I've said and everything. That's not the expectation. But the mental state of a parent already takes them to that kind of an apology that you want to bow down to you and apologize, and I'm not going to do that. So a parent, they don't have to go down on the nails. When you apologize to a child, you acknowledge that I was wrong. I'm going to make an example. I'm a teenage mom. And when the teenager is doing something wrong in the house and I realize that I might have wrongfully accused her of something, it's easy to go back to the child and say, the first time you did this, you did not apologize. The second time I realized you did this, you did not apologize. The third time something like this happened, obviously, automatically as a parent, I'm going to associate it with you because your behavior has been constantly doing the same thing over and over again. So now you need to understand why I went to that conversation. But now that I see you haven't done it, I do apologize. But in the future, now this is a parent educating at the same time to say, in order for me not to accuse you again of doing the same thing, your behavior needs to change in a particular way so that I do not accuse you of something you haven't done. But if you continuously do the same thing over and over, do you blame me for coming to you and said you've wrongfully done this and that?
So you got to do it in such a way that you are not necessarily, you know, really going down and really, because you know there's a dignity issue and a pride issue with parents that that parents don't want to, and they're guarding that with all their lives, and you know, you want to cross that line.
You're very true with saying that. A typical scenario, a family of mine have had a conversation, my mom and my dad, and then when I tried to say, if this conversation was done this way, it would have came across to me in a different manner. But the way the message was given to me, it was wrong. Then my mom was like, you want us to apologize?
You
want us to be wrong? And it went sideways. Immediately the conversation jumped into, so you want your parents to apologize to you for talking to you this way? And they did not understand. But my father, because he's more of a communicator, of an understander, of somebody who puts boundaries, that's when he was able to put one and one together to say, maybe I do understand that as the parents, we were imposing something instead of having a conversation on something. And you might have not taken it well. So in that sense, we do apologize of the imposer. But now we need to have a conversation that allows us not to impose things again. Because if the particular behavior is done all over and over again, we're going to come back and tell you how to live your life. We need to teach our parents to have a way of putting this in a conversation. The apology needs to come in a conversation.
And also teach that, you know, apologizing, because we feel that way when Abusi, to tell you the truth, that you're not losing anything, truly. Akondo iglahlekelayo. You've done wrong.
Not at all.
Now
you're literally building.
Exactly.
When you're saying you're not losing anything, you are building an opportunity of a conversation that can happen like this again, to say, oh, at least I know we're going to meet each other halfway, and I will say I am wrong when I'm wrong. I'm not going to build that block of emotions as a child.
True. Now, is there a specific framework for apologizing to teenage or adult children in particular? You know, because you earlier said you've got a teen with you. But because I'm imagining that if you have a preteen, 7 years old, 9 years old, you could simply just say, oh, I'm sorry, Nana, and what, and it's gone. We've forgotten it, and you've not lost anything. But now this is a teenager or perhaps an adult child. Is there a specific framework for that age group?
So I would use something that was used on me. You know, when my mom used to say, are you taking accountability of what you've done? It means there's a reflection that needs to be done so that one can understand, am I accountable of what I've done, or am I not accountable of what I've done? Do I understand why am I being faulted on this, or do I not understand?
Mm.
So the teens or preteens of today, they need to account for them to say, I am sorry, or I understand why I've hurt you, or why you are saying sorry to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no accountability in a conversation, one will think they're being accused all the time. And even if a parent just say, oh, I'm so sorry for doing that, they will say, my mom will always say, I'm sorry, but they don't mean it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because tomorrow they come back and they shout at us for the same thing.
Mm.
So the teenagers of today, or the young generation of today, mm-hmm. are a generation of conversations.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do? Do you understand what you've done? Do you understand how I reacted? How it made me feel?
Mm.
And how do you feel about it? If it was you, how would you have wanted me to handle the situation? I think there was a time where my child said to me, next time before, ungishaye. When I say ungishaye, you know the olden days, like when we are being whipped. Ungishaye umntana is just to say, stop it.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
She feels it. Mm. She says, can we talk about it?
Mm. Yo.
So that I know I've wronged you and I understand I've wronged you before the emotions go up high.
Yo.
Because now, after ungishayile, you are unable to say sorry and you've hurt me. And even if you say sorry, I'm already hurt.
Mm.
We never had those things growing up.
No. I mean,
they beat us for nothing.
listen, just by looking at you, so umpegan, we ang jamel.
Yes.
And when you're not looking, yeah, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Look at me.
I don't know.
Yeah, so everything, it's so submissive in every conversation. So these ones, there is no way. They will call you into order to say, let's rather have a conversation so that I understand I wronged you.
Mm,
but when we don't teach that, we want to teach it at an older age. You've already built up a child with emotions and angers and unable to accept a conversation at an older age.
Mm-hmm.
Our parents want to start having a conversation at your age 20, 21, trying to put the order. Now, if you already mentally prepare a child emotionally to say there's no conversation around order in this house.
Mm-hmm. Now, Busi, you know, in my language, we say umti. I'm not sure how you say it in your language. It's better to learn things early. Now, here's a guy, because I'm already thinking of a guy who's now in or lady who's approaching their 40s, and maybe the guy, a father, is in his mid-40s, etc. And they have this child who's now a teen or approaching teen. They've never had to do this in their lives. A wrong is a wrong, and it's not going to be negotiated. Is this a skill possible to adapt at those ages?
It is possible, because they don't mean like literally a 2-year-old.
Mm-mm.
They don't mean a 7-year-old. We are adults when we are 30 or 25.
Mm-mm.
You can't come to a 25-year-old and start teaching them respect. But you can go to a teenage child and teach them to say the language of the space or of this household, it's easier to learn. I'll make an example. I get clients or boys, the young boys, they love my office so much. Why? Because that's where I start teaching on how to have a conversation with a younger boy,
mm-hmm.
to say there's a different language that you use with the friends outside.
Mm.
There's a different language that you use with the mother. There's a different language that you use with a stepfather.
Mm.
And there's a different way of communicating with umfundisi and a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to uphold istima sakho as indoda, which is a little boy growing up,
mm-hmm.
you need to learn on how to respond to a particular person. And you'll find those boys that in the conversations that we are having, they'll tell you that my mom never really speaks to me this way.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we are having this conversation, I'm comfortable to even share why I get angry when I speak to my teacher, or why I get angry when I speak to a particular guy that is in my mom's life. So we can still teach it, but then we need to find a way of teaching. We're not enforcing it to force you to say respect somebody, but you show the child a little bit of respect to say, I respect you, I understand you, but at the same time I need to teach you how to respond to me so that we meet each other halfway. So there is a room for that. But our mistake is that we really want to enforce these disciplines on these kids, and then they feel like we are too strict. They feel like we want to live their lives. They feel like we want to change them of who they are. So find a way of meeting a child at their level and connecting with them at their level and still teach them the respect to say, but I'm an adult. I can still say, I acknowledge that I've wronged you, when you are able to accept that you've probably triggered me to wrong you.
Now, for a 45-year-old, here's a mother who's already 45, 48, even 50. They've got this teenage child, never had to say sorry, and they're now listening to you. Oh, Nkosi Yambusi, and so it was. It's going to be difficult. You think parents can still learn how to do this?
Remember, forms of saying sorry, they're not all about the words.
They
also come in actions.
So even
in any relationship, any forms of saying I'm sorry can come in an action way to acknowledge something. A good behavior can be rewarded by a physical action or a physical touch or a hug or a gift or let's take a walk or whatever.
Or your favorite dinner. Let me make this child her favorite. What's your favorite meal, Nana? Let me just do that one. You're gonna enjoy it.
Exactly. Yeah. Because that's how you're saying, I'm showing you that I'm saying sorry. So let me prepare that chicken that you love, because you know they will enjoy it, and even have it for lunch at school if you want to. In that way, you are apologizing, because you are an adult. You don't really want to be sitting down and saying, please forgive me for A, B, C, D, and E. So we know how to, we need to learn our kids as well. We need to learn the kids' love language. They have a love language. We need to learn them. But if you don't know your child's love language, then you're going to apologize the wrong way with your actions.
Man, Busi, we're going to be wrapping up now, but I just want to ask you one more question. When should a parent not apologize? Or is there a time where a parent should not be apologizing?
So I think something that I teach a lot of parents is, can we not praise our kids too much?
Okay.
Or serve our kids too much? Or feel like when we are not praising them or showing up for them, we're missing out on something. A lot of parents will say, for the sake of peace, for the sake of wellness, let me rather keep quiet. For the sake of this, let me rather put myself down, because, hey, these kids of these days can kill themselves. Hey, the kids of today can run away or whatever. So they've got so much fear. And when you're instilling a fear on a child, you're sort of pushing them, you're giving them an allowance to do something. A typical example of that is a child throwing a tantrum at a shop at the age of 2. The minute you buy them whatever they were throwing a tantrum for in that shop, if I throw this tantrum, they will give me this. Tomorrow it escalates to something bigger. They learn that. As they grow older, they can do anything because they know you are apologizing in a way of saying, to avoid the drama, let me do what they want to do. So in no way should a parent try and do that. If a child is wrong, we put them into order right there and there to say, you need to learn to understand that you're not going to get anything that you want because you are giving a tantrum. Tantrum starts at a small age. They escalate to older ages. So manage those tensions. So parents should never try to make their kids happy by apologizing and showing up for them, even on their wrong behaviors, to say, uzofunda, that they will change.
I think that's quite important, so that that behavior is then nipped in the bud very early on. Because if you honestly, I mean, I've seen those situations where you let it go and they know how to manipulate these kids. But they know that if I do this, it's going to work. And you may think that they're too young. No, they're not as young as they're not, not to notice that, okay, I can manipulate these people like this, that or the other.
Yeah, very true.
Man, Busi, it's been a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much for pitching in and having this convo with us. All the best for the evening.
Thank you so much, and all the best to you guys.
Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.